is Tuesday, July 30th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We welcome Becca Martin-Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, back to the studio.
Did you lose Antoinette again?
She'll be back. She'll be back.
You misplace her.
Yeah.
You'd think you could keep, well, she is tiny. Today, we are going to talk about what's going on at local museums.
All right.
Works in Wood, a folk art sampler, opened last weekend at the Rogers Historical Museum. A highlight of the exhibit, according to Museum Director Gabe Land, is a selection of items from the Roy Harris wood carvings that are part of the museum collection. He was known as the Old Whittler and carved tools and implements and vehicles that he grew up with and used during his farming days.
Well, that sounds neat.
Sounds could very
be
interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In 1970, he went to Washington, D.C. because he'd been asked to participate in the Smithsonian Institution's annual Folklife Festival that year.
Mm-hmm.
There's also all sorts of other fun things, carved wooden toys, musical instruments, canes, marquetry inlaid furniture, and a cigar store Indian.
Ah.
The exhibit's on view through September, and you can find out more at the Rogers Historical Museum, 621-1154. Also, there's Living History and a book signing with Nancy Hendricks, author of Senator Hattie Caraway and Arkansas Legacy, at 6 o'clock Thursday at the Fort Smith Museum of History, and that, too, is free.
Very good.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.